We wanted to talk a little bit about the fact that we got to be dining guinea pigs.
At a feast at PD3 by Blake, which, if you've been downtown this past week, you'll notice that silver double-decker bus at 806 Main Street, that is the lot that is in between the Bow Valley Credit Union. To me, it's one of those places where I never really look at the lot because it's empty.
People are looking now. I mean, while we were eating, there were a lot of people that were like, what are those people doing sitting on top with that weird raised roof going on there? It's a restaurant. It fit, what, about a dozen or so people up top there?
It is a dining experience.
The food was incredible. My favorite was something called pork belly is a candy. Asian fusion's kind of the idea there. Really good food. I think it's really different for Canmore, and I think it's going to be a really interesting addition to the dining scene. Did you enjoy your meal there?
Absolutely. I think Blake is one of those chefs who knows flavors and can put flavors together that you would never think of, like the caramel, the spicy, the pork belly, and that porridge with the egg. It, to me, in my mind, I was like, I can't imagine this. I want to try it. Once I ate it, I was like, I need this every day for three meals.
You know, some interesting challenges doing food service on a bus like that. A, storage of things like cutlery. B, where do you do your dishes? I think they have to do them off-site. So it's a lot more effort to do it that way than your traditional restaurant, I think, in a lot of respects. But they made it work. It's a really unique addition to our local dining scene. It's one of those situations, if you want to go for dinner, you have to sort of make a reservation in advance. It's not just one of those show-up things because they do specific seatings at certain times. But if you want to go for lunch, I understand they offer a food truck service as well.
Absolutely, a food truck takeout service from noon to 4:30. When I say it's a dining experience for PD3, the bus, it really is. Because of the access issues, you don't want people coming and going because the only way you can get into the restaurant is through the stairs up to the second level of the bus. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful atmosphere. I guarantee you the food is so good, you're not going to be able to walk into this place. You're going to have to make plans.
Yeah, so go on their website, the Blake Canmore website, to make your reservation. So there's our good news story of the day. PD3, congratulations to Blake.
And his dad, Norm, his business partner, because both of them have spent a lot of time making this bus come to life from what it was. Yeah. And the transformation is inspiring.